Back now to this side of the border for a different perspective on two words we hear a lot in this country, Latino and Hispanic. They have different meanings technically, but many Americans use them almost interchangeably to describe people of Latin American background. And they can be confusing to outsiders, like our BBC Mundo colleague, Jaime Gonzalez. He's a Spaniard from Barcelona and always considered himself to be European and white. Now Jaime is based in Los Angeles, where he says he's had to rethink his identity.
It happened when I moved to California in 2013. Chatting with my new colleagues in the office, most of whom are British, Australians, and Americans of Anglo-Saxon descent, I realized that they made a distinction between them, the whites, and me, the Latinos or Browns. And I think it all had to do with my mother tongue, with the language I spoke.
Jaime, before you came to the United States, did you ever think about your race at all when you were living in Spain?
No, I never given much thought to it, because I think the definition of race in America is much more limited than in Spain. In Spain, you can have in the same family someone with blue eyes and blonde hair and someone with darker features, but you will always consider both being white. And there's no way you can make a distinction between two members of the same family. So it was only when I moved to America that I realized that here being white is a much more limited definition. And many Americans of Anglo-Saxon descent will never consider you white if you come from Latin America or Spain, even if you have blue eyes and blonde hair. And I think it has to do with the fact that you speak Spanish.
Well, in fact, that's what Hispanic technically means, someone who speaks Spanish.
Exactly. So Americans have some confusion, are a bit confused about the term Hispanic that has been used by the U.S. government since the 70s to define those people coming from Spain and Latin America. But it has to do with a cultural background and a common language, not with race, because Hispanics is a multiracial community. So you can have white Hispanics, black Hispanics, Asian Hispanics. Hispanic is not a race. And I think in general in America, most Americans believe that being Hispanic means being part of a racial group.
What about prejudice and stereotypes?
In my case, I've faced those prejudices in the form of jokes, for example. So people might joke that, I might be late because I'm Hispanic, or, I haven't finished something because I'm Hispanic and I'm lazy. People say those things as a joke, but that makes you think, like, I don't know if I would do the same, joking about stereotypes. I don't think it's something I like to do, like mañana, mañana, tomorrow, tomorrow, no? Things like that might be funny, but at the end of the day, behind those jokes are, certain negative stereotypes.
What about your family back in Spain? Are they surprised to discover that in your place of work, you're no longer white?
They laugh about it. Last time I visited my family in Spain, I told my mother that in California, they do not consider me white. And she was very surprised. And she said, like, then what are you? What do they think you are? And I said, Latino. And she was very surprised because she said, you're not from Latin America, you're from Europe. It's always a surprise.
The BBC's Jaime Gonzalez speaking to us from Los Angeles. Thanks, Jaime.
Thank you very much.